Jan Collingsworth is another reader who has a letter in this month's edition. She had read an article on past year's cleaning products, and this brought back many memories. Dorothy will read her letter, which explains how Jan's family was self-sufficient during a wonderful childhood.
A few months ago, I published my book, Tell Me About the Farm, Grandad, a 1960s Norfolk childhood. Both my dad and grandad had large gardens given over to the growing of fruit and vegetables. Both also had chicken runs, so there was no shortage of eggs or chicken for the table either. In fact, my dad sold most of his eggs to Sainsbury, and a big lorry came to collect them once a week. Dad also reared rabbits, which I think were sold to a local butcher. We made the mistake of giving some of them names and refused to eat them when Mum served them up for Sunday lunch. My Nan's pantry was my favourite room. Two walls were lined with shelves that were laden with jams and pickles, chutneys and marmalades. The sunlight falling through the window made the jams and pickles sparkle like stained glass windows. Dad produced even more from his garden. Mum would tell him what she needed for dinner, and we would help him dig up the carrots and potatoes, pick and shell peas and broad beans, or string runner beans. We also helped to gather strawberries and raspberries, though I was always wary of the frogs that hid under the strawberry leaves. We would hold a basket for Dad to gather the pears, plums and apples from the trees at the bottom of the garden. He even had a nut bush, but he was in competition with the squirrels, who always tried to get there first. He would gather the nuts and put them in an airtight tin, which he would then bury in the garden, digging them up for Christmas consumption. Strawberries were sold along with excess vegetables. The money from these sales paid for our summer holiday. As well as being self-sufficient, we didn't need to buy jams and pickles, as Dad provided most of the ingredients. Mum had only to buy the sugar and vinegar, and we were well away. Strawberry jam, plum jam, rhubarb and ginger jam. The jars lined the kitchen shelves together with a range of pickles and chutneys. Bigger jars held vegetables that had been salted, bottled or dried. I loved eating the pickled onions, but preparing them made my eyes run. However, by the time they were ready to eat, the sore eyes were long forgotten. Then there was baking. Mum made all our cakes and pastries, pies and puddings. Bought cake was a treat. I can't remember Mum making bread, but she probably did. Christmas cake and Christmas puddings were certainly homemade. The kitchen windows ran with condensation as the pudding slowly steamed on the hob. In my book, I included some of my Nan's and Mum's recipes. Even these brought back happy memories of baking with them. Dad and Grandad were often the recipients of our experiments in the kitchen when they returned from work. I smiled when I read the article about cleaning products. I also have bicarb and white vinegar in my cleaning cupboard, and used both on a regular basis, as did Mum and Nan. Not to mention newspaper on windows. Then there is soup, always a cheap but cheerful meal, especially with veg from the garden. But maybe that story's for another day.
Thank you, Dorothy.